that cloud's going to roll over to Saturday early morning. Then we're going to have patchy fog, or excuse me, we're going to have sunny skies throughout the day. Highs in the 80s. Sunday as well, mostly sunny skies. Highs in the 80s. And for both Saturday and Sunday night, expect mostly cloudy skies, lows into the 60s. For your Labor Day, we're looking at partly sunny skies, highs in the 80s, lows into the 60s. And Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are going to be the same. Partly sunny skies, highs in the 80s, lows into the 60s. For you boaters, no major advisory in effect this evening and nothing for me to issue for tomorrow. And with that said, it's time for Michael Horn and the future of mankind. I hope you enjoy the show.
Opinions expressed in the following sponsored program are not necessarily those of KSCO Radio, its staff, management, or advertisers. If something is said with which you disagree, please call us during the program in order to help us balance comments.
Good morning.
Hey, Michael, this is Nick. How can I help you? Or excuse me, gosh, Michael Horn, it's time for Future of Mankind. How are you doing this evening? Mike, can you hear us?
Yeah, now I can.
Okay, so yeah, I apologize. It's the first night with you for me, and my name's Nick. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine.
All right.
What are you doing there, Nick? Are you having a good time tonight?
Yeah, we're working on it over here. I got Dave here supporting me, but... unfortunately, yes, things are happening, but it's all working out. I look forward to working with you here in the future.
Great.
How long
until you want me to come on?
You are ready to go. So, everyone, this is Michael Horn with the Future of Mankind.
Well, good evening. I am indeed Michael Horn, and this is the Future of Humankind. And this is a program it welcomes the search for truth through critical thinking, which means we'll have something to offend everyone, I'm sure. Hopefully it won't be too bad, but we're gonna do it with a lot of love. And first, I wanna thank Robert Forrest for making this show possible. Robert stepped up and created an opportunity to bring the information that I've been involved with for a long time, as he has, and other people as well, and it may be new to a lot of people here. So while the topic of extraterrestrials, so-called aliens and UFOs, has been very much in the news this past year and a little bit beyond, there's a few things that I think should be clarified. The field of ufology makes it seem like everybody and their brother must be in contact with being abducted or deducted or whatever by so-called aliens, extraterrestrials, even though the confirmed existence of and contact with intelligent space-traveling extraterrestrial life forms would be the most important discovery in all of science and human history. So what makes what we're about to speak, about and what we're going to delve into here different or significant? Well, for many years, I've researched this particular case, the Billy Meyer UFO contacts, actually for about 42 years, and I've presented all sorts of lectures and media interviews and what have you, made many films for the past 33 years. But many of you are, I think, going to say to yourselves or ask, well, who's Billy Meyer? Who's this guy? What's this about? So let me give you a kind of an overview, an introduction, and it would go like this. Billy Meyer is a now 84-year-old man living in Switzerland. He's a Swiss citizen. He claims that beginning when he was only 5 years old in 1942, that he was having face-to-face, voluntary contacts with a human being, a man named Svath, an extraterrestrial man named Svath, who actually first contacted him telepathically, speaking to him from inside his head. Well, I'm not going to tell you the complete life story of Billy Edward Albert Meyer, who I consider to be about the most amazing human being that ever lived, even though many people have not yet heard about him. I'll tell you a few things. This is a man who, from childhood, as I said, has had the opportunity, so the story goes, to meet with, to travel with extraterrestrials through space and even time. Now, what would distinguish his claims and his story from any of the multitudes of stories, of claims, of contacts and abductions, of channelings and all sorts of stuff that simply swamp online sites and now even into the mainstream media? Well, the real difference here is that Billy Edward Albert Meyer has presented voluntarily, freely, without compensation, by the way, over 1,200 clear, primarily but not exclusively, daytime UFO photos, films, video, metal samples, and sound recordings. And all of this evidence, well, it was presented in pre-digital era of 1964 to 1981 or 1982. Independent analyses were conducted by experts, not ufologists, experts. The lead investigator in this case was Lieutenant Colonel Wendell Stevens, at that time retired from the U.S. Air Force. He partnered up with two people he'd known a long time who were private investigators, high level, Lee and Britt Elders. They were telecommunication and electronic and security counter-espionage experts who worked with and for Fortune 500 companies, corporations, what have you. They were the two main skeptics who participated in this investigation that lasted a good number of years. Now, all of this information, all of this evidence that I'm speaking about, you can vet this, you can read about it, you can question it and challenge it and all of that, not only here on the show, but online. I have a blog. I'll be giving you addresses for that and a website. But I want to give out the phone number here, which is 831-479-1080. I do want to lay out some ground rules, and they might sound a little, well, even a little snooty. Here's the deal. Like many of you, I've had experiences in my life that have been rather unusual. Some of them, I would say, fantastic. But like many of you as well, I can't prove that to you. I could perhaps convince you if I plead my case, you know, with a great deal of detail and emotion. But that is not what this show is about. It isn't about proving my anecdotal experiences to you, nor do I really, frankly, want to hear anybody else's anecdotal experiences. However, so it doesn't sound like one of those things where you're going to throw, you know, throw drinks at the guy on stage, so to speak. If anybody has actual, independently analyzed and substantiated, credible evidence and information about something like this, and which I haven't come across in 42 years of research, I'll give you my email address at the end of the show. Send me. And if this turns out to be the exception to the rule, if there's something of significance and importance that you can verify and that the evidence speaks to, then I'm going to invite you to come on the show and discuss it. I don't care about conspiracies, and I don't care about the so-called paranormal. The perspective that we have in terms of being, we being people who've spent a lot of time researching this information, and it goes into fields and areas that might astound you, we have come to realize that there really is no paranormal. There are things that we do not understand that are either hoaxes, to be blunt, or they accord with laws of physics that we may not yet be advised, informed, and educated about. We may not have discovered these things yet. So I don't venture into those areas because, quite frankly, in all the years that I've been involved in this field and looking into all of the claims that have obviously come my way in the course of time, I haven't found anything that, well, I have found to be really significant. Are there interesting things apart from the Billy Meyer context? Of course. For instance, I'm watching some videos by a man named, I think it's Klaus Dona or Donna. Wonderful things about artifacts from prehistoric times and all, possibly and most likely traced to other extraterrestrial civilizations that may have been on Earth eons ago. Fascinating. But that isn't going to bring me to a very, very important place that I feel we could all arrive at if we want to be demanding enough. If we want to push aside anecdotal and theoretical and hypothetical things that are certainly in this day and age, with all the things that are going on in our lives right now, not going to bring us a great deal of personal progress, in my opinion. I can be wrong, of course, we all can. So here's the thing. The unasked question in all of ufology, and certainly in most of science wherein and whereby any scientists have started to discuss the so-called extraterrestrial matter, UFOs, nobody's asking that I'm aware of, well, if the contacts are real, what's the reason for them? Why? Why would an advanced space-traveling, extraterrestrial race make contact with anybody? And for the skeptics, certainly, I would say, why would they make contact with this one reclusive, unassuming, middle-aged, at this point, late middle-aged man living somewhat high up in the Swiss Alps somewhere, instead of coming and approaching all of the great scientists and leaders that we supposedly have in our world today? Well, the answer may surprise you because in some cases, those overtures actually were made. The offers, not only from Billy Meyer, but through him from the extraterrestrials that extended out to the American government back in the late 1970s, was basically rebuffed. Now, this is just a little anecdote, a little offshoot in this discussion. So what then is the reason for the Meyer contacts? If they haven't brought this successfully to the leaders of the world, if we don't have scientists everywhere climbing over each other to vet this information and to announce it to the world, well, what is the reason? And the reason is quite simple. It is to help us assure our own very threatened future survival. I first conceptualized that in those kinds of terms back in 2004 when I put out my first DVD, kind of a lecture format called The Meyer Contacts, The Key to Our Future Survival. And it was already back then that I had deduced for myself that far beyond the most magnificent, clearest, most stunning, and still irreproducible UFO photos, this Billy Meyer case was about things that were far more important. So let me tell you a little bit about how I got to that conclusion. Through circumstances, after 1979, when I found the first book on this case, it was a matter of about 7 years later, being in a small cafe in Sedona, Arizona, along with my daughter and another friend and only one other person in the entire place, waiting the interminable wait for the New Age avocado and sprout sandwiches. We beckoned this fellow to come join us, and he did. His name was Ralph, and one thing led to another, and we spoke about the phenomenon that was Sedona and the New Age and all of these things. And, of course, UFOs came up, and then Billy Meyer. I'd only known about him for 7 years. I'd been reaching everywhere out to people to... Nobody knew anything. So I researched this book over and over. I read and reread and try to glean every bit of information about this man and his evidence. And in speaking with this guy, Ralph, I learned that there are almost 2,000 pages at that time in 1986 of English translations, of German transcripts that are supposedly the conversations that this man has been having since 1975 with these extraterrestrial people. Ralph says to me, when you get back to L.A., come up to Decker Canyon, and I'm going to give you these actually 1,800 pages. I did. He did. And suddenly, back in Los Angeles, I'm in possession of the most fascinating conversations, albeit in kind of bass-ackwards English, translated by somebody who spoke German far better than English, but there it was, page upon page upon page of conversations. And what struck me then, slightly, and would come back to impress me greatly years later, was that in the midst of all of this fantastic transference of information, questions and answers about the most diverse things. And I hope you'll stick with me over the weeks. I will get into this as much as you can handle, because there are things that are happening in our world right now that if I'm going to present them to you, you're going to want to at least have a foundation, a basis upon which you can vet this information, its credibility, just in terms of these aspects and these phases of it. So here I am going through this stuff, and I find every now and then a few pages of the most boring and mundane communications between this man, Billy Meyer, and these alleged extraterrestrials. They're talking to him about the people that he's supposed to be working with and those who are coming and why they are needing to pull their lives together more and how they could do this or that to help him better and why he should be doing this and that. Very, very mundane stuff, boring. And it would strike me years later, just as equally important to me as the fantastic, prophetically accurate, scientific, environmental, geopolitical, economic information that this man is publishing, just as important is this seemingly boring stuff, which also, over the months and years in these documents, becomes more complex, more specific, and more credible. Now, I've been handed something here. I guess I have to do this. Alien invasion threat is postponed until after Thanksgiving. Apparently, it says, while patriots refuse to wear masks and give up their freedoms, the skyrocketing sales of evil alien masks for Halloween has led the aliens to cancel their regularly scheduled, much anticipated alien invasion until after Thanksgiving in order to fully enjoy the pagan holidays themselves. All previously scheduled threats, attacks, abductions, procreations, and or births of alien human hybrid babies, cattle mutilations, and implant parties will be rescheduled to sometime before Christmas, along with the launch of the new intergalactic reality dating show, Time Traveling Trysts. The Pentagon is expected to put out more grainy videos of strange flying stuff so Congress can hold hearings and, of course, ask for more money. The alien threat hysteria will resume in time to coincide with chaotic Black Friday shopping sales for added confusion and dramatic effect. Thank you. So I see that there are things we have to announce. Let me throw out a phone number in case anybody does have any questions. We can be reached, and you might be able to participate here at 831-479-1080. If you'd like to, call in. So we have this story. We have this man making these claims and all of this evidence. And yet, the majority of the world, most of the people on Earth, have never heard about him. Just simply have never heard about him. Even though millions of people have seen something kind of familiar, probably even to you, which is that poster from the famous X-Files show, the poster that says, "I want to believe." Well, that's a slightly modified version of one of Billy Myers' famous UFO photos. Less than 2 years ago, I think it was, that Sotheby's auctioned off a couple of handfuls of third-rate copies of Billy Myers' UFO photos. Everybody that we know, they have lots of the photos. Well, they auctioned off a couple handfuls of these. They got $16,000 for them. Because aficionados in the UFO and collectibles world, I guess, wanted to have something this special. They didn't realize how easily available they were, but because other than this kind of underground awareness, who seemingly knows about this type of thing? Now, here we are. I've introduced the idea of Billy Myers, an extraterrestrial contactee, the only one I know of, the only one who's proved his claims. But what would this mean to you in your life? So I'm going to throw a few things out and see if you feel that any of them resonate with you. First of all, many of us are aware of something called climate change. I've just been informed. Well, let's hold what I'm doing for a moment. Let's take some callers.
Yes, this is Francisco. Francisco, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Here's Mike.
Okay.
Hello, Francisco.
I'm from Canada.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
Hello, Michael.
Hi. Speak to me. What's on your mind?
I got a question.
Sure.
It's a very simple one. Okay. I have two big surprises when I'm looking at Billy Myers' case. The first one is that there's so much information, so much evidence that it's really clear that it's real. Okay?
So, no argument.
My second surprise is why we don't see this case in the Disney, in the Discovery Channel, in the MUFON investigations, in
sure.
Netflix, all those kind of documentaries that are right now available on the mainstream media. Why do you think that sure. it seems that somebody doesn't want us to know more about that? What's the reason behind that?
Sure. Well, thank you, Francisco. I'm going to attempt to answer. That's I certainly have no argument whatsoever with your own assessment of the reality of the case. And let me give you my opinion about why we aren't seeing this all over the news, the mainstream media, Netflix, everything else, ancient aliens. The answer is simply this. If people en masse found out that the Billy Myers contacts exist and they start to check them out and they hit their keyboards, they're going to learn something else. They're going to learn that the true history of humankind, far beyond anything presented on ancient aliens, is quite colorful and very different than that which has been, shall we say, written by the victors. It will overturn our political systems, quite possibly, all of our religious beliefs. It'll certainly expand upon those, and it will extend our ability to look at historical information that goes back hundreds of thousands and millions of years. And probably most importantly, since I've mentioned belief systems and politics and the rest, it contains a teaching. And that is a non-religious, belief-free teaching, no superstitions, no rituals, no saviors or gods, an instruction that any human being who wants to read it, who wants to study it, can open it, like if you want to figure out how to do work on the technical innards of computers or fixed cars or gardening, you get a book that instructs you. It doesn't tell you that you should believe anything. It says, if you do this, you should get this result. Okay, fair enough. Now, this creation energy or spiritual teaching is precisely that for our consciousness, for our development, for what Meyer calls really the meaning of life, that is the evolution of our consciousness. If we, the mass of humankind, start to go through this and test it and vet it, and we come to a crisis crossroads in our own consciousness, where we start to realize that most of what we've been taught, most of what we've been told to believe, most of what we're told is real and the rest is quite questionable, that there are other far more credible and provable truths than what we have embraced. Now, that might sound a little puffed up to people, but here's something to think about. And Francisco, here's a thought for you. Billy Meyer has survived, according to this information, as of May of this year, 24 documented attempts on his life. Now, wouldn't we think this story should be all over Ancient Aliens and Netflix and all the rest of it? Well, look, I've had the opportunity. I've done 21 appearances on George Norrie's show. I've made many appearances and interviews, but you can't get this story above the certain watermark. Don't we think that Tucker Carlson would go nuts to know the truth while he's dabbling with all of the pretend people in so-called ufology that know really absolutely nothing? And this case, with 45,000 pages of information, so much of it just freely available? So in a nutshell, the powers that be realize that they would lose the one thing that all of them, whether it's corporate, media, military, secret services, religion, politics, government, they all need to have a feeling of control. And in this case, they would have to say, we cannot control, we have no constraints that we can exercise over actual extraterrestrials that have been visiting one man on Earth for 80 years. Instead, they should be saying, hey, everybody, go check this out. It's too threatening. So the bottom line answer, while I've kind of wrung it out there and I want to hear the other questions, please, the answer is it threatens the powers that be in the most simple sense. And that is, unfortunately, a very suicidal position that has been taken on our planet for a very long time. Yes, let's take... And thank you, Francisco. Can we have another caller?
Yes, this is Liliana. Liliana, how are you doing? Liliana, how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Ah, Liliana, I know you.
I think.
Hi, Liliana. How are you this glorious evening?
I am listening to your show, and I'm loving it.
Oh, good.
So I have a question for you.
Yes.
So when we Google Billy Meyer, the first thing that appears is that it's a UFO religion.
I know. I'm sorry. I have to laugh. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But it's weird because it also says that it's a cult leader.
Yeah.
So I thought that religion is one thing and cult leader is another.
Right.
But I want to ask you, what do you think about this?
Ah, good question. Well, you know, I won't make too many comments about Wikipedia and where its credibility is going or has gone, as have many entities online that gained a lot of readership and power. So here's the answer. I've heard that whole thing from people, and I've asked people, when was the last time anybody knocked on your door or called you up and tried to enroll you in a so-called cult? You know, there's a skeptic that calls it a sex cult. And I said, you know, I've been to Switzerland, as I said, 20 times or so. I've never seen evidence of a cult. I've never seen evidence that Billy Meyer reigns over anybody, because I've also managed to learn, and learned it pretty quickly, that there's a core group of people around this man who help him publish and disseminate his information. Now, these people are freely, I've observed that they argue amongst themselves, they can disagree with Meyer. There's no cult guru religious stature. Religions have belief systems, cults also, in which things have to center around either a living figure, like in a lot of cults you have that, or in religions you have deities, saviors, saints, and what have you. You have also negative beings, devils and demons and these things, which, just to be honest, there is never any actual empirical evidence, testable evidence. So people believe or they don't believe it, and that's fine. You know, there's so many things that people believe. I wasn't raised in beliefs, and I'll just have to put into this answer, and I'm not going to lose our last caller. I just want to tell you. But some years ago, I went to an art opening in the little town here, and there was a man from a religious group called the Baha'i. They're an offshoot of Islam, highly persecuted group, even in, I believe it's in Persia, Iraq, Iran, in that area. Anyhow, very nice, genteel fellow, nice artwork. And I felt so compelled to tell him I enjoyed his artwork. And then out of nowhere, I said to him, you know what? I have absolutely no respect for your beliefs. And I hope you feel the same way about mine, if I have any. But I like your values. I like what you put out as a human being. And that's where our commonality is. Because I realized, you know, growing up for so many years, knowing many people, and knowing people that converted to different religions, I didn't even want to attach myself to respect for a belief that someone who believes it might unbelieve it shortly after, and then I have to start respecting something else. So in this case, with what you're speaking about with Wikipedia and the quick attacks that people try to label here, it simply doesn't exist. If anybody can find out or present where people say people have to give Billy Meyer all this money or this, it doesn't exist. When you can't assassinate a man, I mean, 24 attempts, may there be no more. People try to assassinate his character. They've tried to kidnap his children at knife point. He's had a very tempestuous divorce. I mean, he's a human being, right? So, Liliana, if people want to know, they have to learn. The first principle of this whole thing is to take responsibility 100% for themselves. And this is very different than any cult or any religion. You're not told to believe anything. As a matter of fact, you're told you are 100% responsible for your own life. Don't look to anybody else. Certainly don't look to Billy Meyer. Don't look to the other people that study this. And we would say to you, don't look to your outside authorities, whether they're real or imagined or anything else. You decide. After all, and this just occurred to me to tell you, I also realized something years ago, and that is this. Every single formal religion is based on a premise that is inadmissible in a court of law or even a kindergarten. And that is this. What's in this book is true. Because this book says it's true. Can't take that anywhere. You know, so what we who study this material, and I know you're familiar with it, and here's, you know, my answer on that question. It's like, ask the questions, probe, see if you can find any truth to that. I've never found truth to that, and I'm taking responsibility for looking at all times for inconsistencies. I've tried to trick Billy Meyer 4 times in 3 years on just the answer he gave to a question. So I don't know if I've honed in enough on that, but I will tell you my own opinion is this is such nonsense and it's very deliberate. It's the reason they suppressed the case as per Francisco's question. If people start learning about this man and he's less important than his work, and if they start finding out about his work and the teaching and the reality of extraterrestrials and what it means to us today being faced with a terrible disease to which Well, we'll get into that later, but I hope that that kind of addressed the question a bit. Now, be glad if anybody else pushes on that, I'll try to address it further, and I'll let us move on to the next question and the next person, and I thank you.
Thank you.
Sure. Oh, okay. I actually thought that was two, but okay, somebody probably got tired of waiting in line. I'm sorry, and if somebody does want to call in, and I will try to be more succinct. I get a little excited about the first time being able to start talking to this audience about something that is certainly controversial and they're not familiar with. The number is 831-479-1080. So one of the things that these two questions brought up, and please, Nick, if somebody calls in, let me know right away, interrupt me so we don't neglect the call. Okay, there we go. I don't hear them yet. I'm awaiting.
One second. No, I couldn't understand their name. I apologize. Hold on one second.
Sure.
Yes, let's see here. Hello? Is this Liliana? No. Sorry, we lost both callers.
Oh, okay.
I apologize.
They'll call back.
Yeah, they'll call back. Give us a call back here. Mike, go ahead.
Sure. Thank you very much. Look, you know what it boils down to, and I don't want to dwell on it too much. If we do realize that we're not getting a lot of truth, that's not even going to be surprising to a lot of people. I'm sure this audience, many people in this audience are maybe, should I use the words, a little suspect about the party line, about, let's say, things like, oh, I don't know, vaccinations or experimental drugs for a disease that there are people that doubt that it's real. Here we go. Okay.
Hey, Luis, this is Mike and Nick. How are you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm good. I'm calling from Argentina.
Did you say you were calling from Argentina?
Yes. So I'm going to ask my question and maybe hang up.
Okay.
So I'm very familiar with the case. I've been investigating for 10 years now. You and your case for decades, Mike. What really struck me as the definite proof of the Mayan case was the scientific information. I was at my job when I heard about some genetic experiments with
Luis, I'm sorry to cut you off, Luis, but you're cutting out. If you're on speakerphone, can you go to direct? Unfortunately, you're coming in and out.
Sorry. No, what I would like to ask my question is,
oops. Did we lose Luis's question?
Yeah, Mike, he cut out. His service is bad. We do have,
sure.
Nathaniel here. One second. The phones are going off the hook over here. All right, one second. Hey, Nathaniel, this is Nick and Mike. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
How are you?
Pretty well. I have a question about something more relevant to our listening on. We have to do with the COVID. I was wondering if Billy or the Clarence gave any information on how we should handle COVID and get rid of it.
I'm afraid the phone seems to be breaking up a little bit. Nick, can you pick up what that question is?
I'm sorry, I was answering calls. Can you repeat yourself, please?
Yeah, I have a question about COVID.
COVID. You want to ask about COVID. What's the question about COVID?
Okay, sure.
If Billy's given any advice on how we could get rid of COVID?
How we could get rid of COVID. That's
okay. Okay. Well, you know, this is great because I wanted to speak about it and make sure I had time tonight for it. So let me shotgun some stuff out and people will be able to check this out. All right. On February 23rd of last year, I received a document from Meyer in Switzerland, and I took a day and a half to read it because it was pretty challenging. I knew the month before I had been interviewed on CBS TV News in San Diego in the morning, coronavirus came up. I said, well, Billy Meyer had been talking about that in 1989 and 95. The document I received on the 23rd of February, I published it on the 25th of February, and it contains about 14 absolutely specific recommendations and information unknown completely at that time about the disease, warning about what would be happening from it, the kinds of ways in which it was spread, just a total ton of information. As a matter of fact, I'll give you some of the bullet points. Now, people can disagree with this, but I want you to know this is what we published on the 25th of February last year. This is already a pandemic. Avoid airplanes, ships, mass transportation, crowds. Stay at home to avoid exposing yourself to risk of infection. The real number of infections and deaths are much higher than reported. The actual incubation period can go up to 4 weeks, even as much as 3 months. These are things that have already been substantiated afterwards, and we have copyrights to prove we published it all. This is spread, they said, by asymptomatic people as well, through the air, aerosols, breath, clothing. Most breathing masks are useless, and they went on later to tell us which ones work. They suggested full body protective suits and basically hazmat suits with breathing apparatus, hermetic quarantines. This hasn't been instituted yet. It would have stopped the pandemic. They said in the very beginning, Asian races will initially be most susceptible, but it will spread to others. The virus will become more aggressive over time and claim more lives. They wrote that this thing would mutate and have variants. Children would mainly be immune in the beginning. They would be the main hidden spreaders. China and the U.S. suppressed the truth for political and economic reasons, and the WHO is culpable for not immediately proclaiming a pandemic risk. That's the first stuff. I have over 140 articles, Nathaniel, on my blog with information from Play Aaron and Billy Meyer, and here's what I can tell you. I also have what's called the new online COVID test. We show it legally admissible. Every important thing stated and proved to be true about this disease and these vaccines was verifiably published by Meyer in German first and us in English before all official sources, before the CDC and the WHO. Now you're wondering why nobody knows about Billy Meyer? Well, here's the other shoe that drops on it, because there's so much about that. I started on March 5th to try to spread this information throughout Arizona to governmental, medical, and media officials. It was suppressed and censored by each and every one. They refused to question it, to discuss it, to investigate it, to report it, to call it a hoax. Nothing. And that was when there were 5 cases in this state. 5 cases. There are now over 1 million cases in Arizona and almost 19,000 deaths. Criminal negligence. All right, let's go to the next caller then, because we'll get into all this in the shows to come.
All right, yeah, we have 10 minutes left. So if you're calling in, just to give you a heads up. It's winding down here. 10 minutes. Andrew, how are you doing, Andrew? This is Mike and Nick.
Oh, stupendous.
Yes, go ahead, Mike.
Go ahead, Nick.
Oh, yeah, I was
curious, Andrew.
If Billy Meyer has mentioned anything about apophis and if it will or will not impact Earth.
Ah, the Apophis asteroid. Yeah, well, again, another thing that people don't know. Many people may not know that there is an asteroid called Asteroid Apophis that NASA claims they discovered it in 2004. Billy Meyer, verifiably in writing, published the first information about it in 1981, 24 years before NASA. We put out a comic book. I commissioned a comic book to illustrate that information from Meyer in six languages. And there are people in aerospace and mathematics and other aspects of science who are working, we call it the A-team, trying to bring this information with the recommendations. This thing was originally called by Meyer and the ETs. It was called the Red Meteor. And what they said is, your scientists must come together. Don't try and blow it up. Try to detonate a nuclear charge to create a shockwave to nudge it off course a few degrees, and it's going to go bye-bye. There's a lot of information about that as well in this case. That otherwise is going to hit, according to Meyer, between the North Sea and the Black Sea, Eastern Europe area and all that, and it will completely help redo life as we know it on Earth. NASA's not concerned about it. The Russians, Chinese, and the European Space Agency have taken Meyer's advice, certainly to some degree. So that's a very brief addressing of that. The people can, we're not talking here about crazy I channel the Pleiadian stuff. We're talking about our future survival. And that's why our good friend, Robert Forrest, who made the show possible, wanted the show to come on the air so that we could start to bring this out to people and rise above the censorship line in this community of interest. I think we've heard from people already, what, in Canada, the U.S., and I think it was Argentina. So we can reach a lot of people. Tell your friends. So do we have any other callers right now? No callers right now. Okay. I guess I should do my own commercial. Let's do it. Well, I'll hold my commercial until after we get this question.
What's your name?
Nope. All right, Mike. They weren't giving me your name, so here you go.
Okay, there's no question or there's a question?
Yes, hello. Sorry, caller, you didn't give me your name, but you are on air right now.
Sure. Hi, I'm Mike Michael. I had a question around what is the reason for the Billy Meyer case then? I mean, is it just to tell us about, these coming times, all the horrible wars and everything else? Or what is the actual reason these contacts are happening?
Well, the context, I would say, at this point, are to help us assure our future survival so that we can fulfill the meaning of life, at least as Meyer has described it, which is the evolution of consciousness. We have a history we know nothing about that involves other races, involves all sorts of comings and goings on Earth, and many things that disabled us in certain profound ways, pertaining to our lifespans, pertaining to degenerative diseases and things, and that some of the things also that inhibited us from evolving were done by the ancestors of these very people that Billy Meyer claims he's meeting with. So the long range is for us to realize what our role in life, in creation, is to see this mystery, this miracle of life, this creation in all things and in all people, to study, to learn, and here's the other shoe, over countless reincarnations of our immortal spirits as different personalities until a whole other level of evolution takes place. That would be at least tonight's compressed version of that answer. So I thank you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from India.
From India. I love it. Thank you so much. Thank you. All right. Is there anybody else? Thank you very much. This is great. Okay. So I'd like to do my commercial here just for the sake of all the good folks. And it goes, it'll take less. Hi. Are you looking for greater financial freedom? Do you want to find your soulmate? Are you searching for the meaning of life? If you've answered yes to any of these questions, then don't call me, Michael Horn, at 831-479-1080. I can't help. That's right, time and time again, under rigorous, scientifically controlled conditions, I've proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that I don't have the answer to any of life's truly important questions, and certainly not yours. So the next time you want to know what the future has in store for you, hurry and do what countless thousands of other people have already done, and don't call me, Michael Horn, at 831-479-1080. Operators are standing by now to reject your call, so don't call me. Remember, I can't help. All right. Now, moving right along, we probably have a minute or two left, I guess. All right. So apart from weird things that we like to do to just break up so it doesn't get too serious, and we can return to contemplating the seriousness of things, there's something that Billy Meyer teaches. It's called the might of the thoughts. Meyer, as I mentioned earlier in the program, has said that each human being is completely 100% self. Okay, let's do it.
All right, so it's Patrick from Santa Cruz. Patrick, how are you doing?
Hey, good. Michael, I saw you at Contact in the Desert a couple of years ago.
Great.
I thought you were wonderful. That being said, what did Billy Meyer say about B3, iodine, nebulizing hydrogen peroxide?
Okay, Patrick, specifically on those supplements, it's interesting that he did not, to my knowledge, in the information, there's a good deal of nutritional information and support for the immune system. I don't recall him mentioning those things or the Pleiaren mentioning those specifics, although these are essential things, the B complex of vitamins and all, and other factors that are essential for supporting the immune system. They spoke a lot about vitamin D and zinc and other things that, you know, we know from some of our most trusted, let's say, nutritionists. We have to understand also, and vitamin C and vitamin A and all this good stuff, these things will support the immune system, but they are not claimed and advised as cures for a virus. And in fact, people have to make up their own decisions pertaining to cures, pertaining to vaccines, and that's very emphatic. Look, Meyer did say, and I'm going to drop this out here, in information that goes back to the 40s about this very disease, Meyer specifically stated regarding the vaccines that tens of thousands of people will die or be made ill by these untested, unscientifically and unmedically valid, rushed-to-market vaccines. That's his opinion. And he also said he gives no advice as to whether people should take it or not. Now, we're about to end the show tonight. There's a lot that... Okay, here comes the call.
Yes, so this is Alan from Alaska. How are you doing, Alan?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Hi.
Hi. So my question is this. You had mentioned the point of these contacts was to help us evolve our consciousness. So where would we find information on this?
Sure. Theyflyblog.com is the main site. Theyflyblog.com. I also have theyfly.com. Thanks for asking this because I'd forgotten to do it. Anybody can email me with questions or challenges at pr@theyfly.com. And, you know, please take advantage of this. Look at the blog. Look at the website. The teaching on this is freely available. And there are books that are not free, but they are available as well. And people can start to feel it out. Do you resonate with this or not? So I thank everybody very much for making this, for me, a very interesting first show. And I'm going to say to you, as far as a lot of stuff that we're told in the world, I would just say don't go along with that unless you think it through for yourself. Thank you, and see you next week. Stay safe.